Dozens of elderly women in Broward and Palm Beach counties have lost their purses to well-dressed, polite strangers who offered to change their flat tires. Most times, the tires were slashed by the suspect while the victim was inside a bank. In an effort to stop what's believed to be an organized ring, the Broward and Palm Beach Sheriff's offices are now sharing information about these so-called distraction robbers, and they're warning drivers to seek help, but not from a stranger, when they get a flat tire. From the Sun Sentinel, this is Patrick O'Neill for News Radio 610 WIOD. 48 members of the 3220th will join 57 of their counterparts who are already at Fort Stewart. They serve as teachers, paralegals, medical technicians, and chaplains. Single mother Croon Stewart is leaving her 3-year-old son to take up duty.
I'm a little anxious now because I really do hate to leave my son behind. I'm going to miss him terribly, but at the same time, I'm not as scared as I thought I'd be.
Leaving home is not unusual for reservists who are sometimes away for up to 6 weeks while training. From the Sun Sentinel, this is Patrick O'Neill for News Radio 610 WIOD. The Sheriff's Office expects to join Coral Springs soon as the only local police agencies in Florida with the same authority as state police to stop and cite trucks for weight violations and faulty equipment. The County Commission recently voted strongly in favor of the law introduced by Sheriff Ed Bullock. Palm Beach County averages 1,500 truck-related crashes a year. Officers will be checking for faulty tires, brakes, lights, as well as driver qualifications. From the Sun Sentinel, this is Patrick O'Neill for News Radio 610 WIOD.